The 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
We just want to say thank you, Lord, today because you're good, because your mercy is everlasting, and your truth endure through all generations. We thank you, Lord, because you are God. We thank you for what you've done for us and what you're still going to do for us. We just give you thanks, Lord, for who you are, in the name of Jesus. So we're coming to you today with our lesson. And we're still talking about the Spirit Church, the Church of the Spirit, the supernatural church. This is what we're talking about, the supernatural church. And we're on part three, the A part of part three of our teaching on the supernatural church, the Church of the Spirit. And in our teaching, and in our preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we must follow Jesus' example. We must follow his lead. Why? Because he was sent down here on this earth to save his people from their sins, to bring us back into the right fellowship and alignment with his Father. We must be crystal clear about this. And I'm talking to ministry, to clergy, and all the teachers of the gospel. We must be crystal clear about this, saints of God. We must know and realize that we do not own the church. And we have to know that the entire church body makes up the Church of God, not of man, not of us, but the Church of God. And those are things that we have to remember, saints of God, if we're going to do the things that God has called us to do. This is how we're going to have to look at it. We need to know that Jesus came from heaven to establish the church and restore it back to the kingdom authority and control. The kingdom authority and control. You know, we can confirm this when we look at the birth of Jesus. And the angel came to Mary in a dream. And we're going to find this, I think, in Matthew's, the first chapter. The angel came unto Mary in a dream, you know, and he told her that she shall bring forth a son, and she shall call his name Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins. This is why he came. And we can look at what Jesus said when he began his ministry in the book of Luke. And we can look at that in the fourth chapter of Luke. And this is what it said in the verse 16. We're going to read verse 16 through 18 of Luke, the fourth chapter. And he came to Nazareth when he had been brought, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogues on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read. Verse 17. And there was delivered unto him a book of the prophet Esaias. When he had opened up this book, he found the place where it was written. Saints, we have to find the place that it's written in the Bible for whatever we need and for whatever we want. It is written in the Bible. And just like Jesus found where it was written in the book, we got to find where it's written in the book in order to have the things that he said we can have. from his book. Verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, he said, because he has anointed me. Listen what he anointed him for. To preach the gospel to the poor. You know, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And then Jesus closed the book, and he said, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. So saints of God, we have to understand that whenever we read something that's written in the Bible, it's fulfilled already in our ears when we hear it, when we read it. We have to think scriptural minded. We have to think spiritual minded. We have to think in the spirit, not in our natural abilities to think, not in our carnal mind, but in our spiritual mind. It's a difference between the two. You know, we need to hold and to develop a greater awareness of the spiritual words of God, the spirit beliefs of God. We have to hold ourselves to that. When we see it written in the Bible, we have to just latch on to it and just hold on to it and begin to develop ourselves in that way of thinking, in that way of receiving, in that way of listening and doing the written things and adhering to the written things that's in the Bible. This is what we have to do, saints. For instance, we should know Jesus came to give us life and that more abundantly. That's something we should know. We should keep that in our mind and never let it go. He came to give us life and that more abundantly. Now we know what Satan came to do. He came to steal, kill, and to destroy. But that's not what Jesus came to do. So we're focusing right now on what Jesus came to do and what he has brought to us as the church of the living God. Those people that have been saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and walking in the newness of life, this is what this is talking about. It's not talking about sinful people. Sinful people, the only thing they have to do is repent, and then they're right in here with us in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God don't intend for nobody to be left out. Amen. He doesn't intend for any of us to be left out. And he came into this old sin-filled world to save us from the curse of death. That's important. We have to know that he came to save us from the curse of death. Because sin carries a death sentence with it. We have to know that. Sin carries a death sentence with it. And he came to take away sickness, disease, suffering, pain that has been inflicted on us by satanic forces. Saints of God, this is all the things that's coming to us that's against God is through satanic forces. God is not sending anything hateful and sinful and afflictions on us. It's Satan. Satan is the enemy of God. And he takes it out on God's children. And we're God's children. The church belongs to God. And God has given us a way to fight. And it's written in his word. And we have to learn how to fight through the word of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Saints of God, we have to know how to fight. We have to know how to take God at his word. Remember who he is. He is a creator. He created everything. He even created us. Praise God. Just like I say, sin carries with it death, a death sentence. And Jesus came to take away that sickness and disease, that suffering, that pain that has been inflicted upon us through satanic forces. He came to give us eternal life. I mean life forever with him and with the Father God in heaven. And these are things that they should be ingrained firmly in our mind and in our heart, They should be established. We should take these things and establish them in our heart and in our mind and in our soul, in our spirit, because we're going to need them. All through this Christian life, we're going to need them. And they should be fixed in our minds. We should fix it in our mind. And how are we going to do that? You know, we might have to pray to God for the things that he has promised us and given us. We have to pray for these things. You're not praying for the things. You're praying that that we can receive these things. They are already there. We just have to pray to God that we can receive the things that has already been given to us. My God. And we do this through prayer. Prayer. Everything that he has given to us, we have to get it through prayers and supplication to him. Prayers are the only way that we can commune with God. They're the only way that we can commune with God. If we stay silent, not praying, God can't help us. Saints of God, he cannot help us if we stay silent and not praying. If we're ignorant to what he has given us, if we're ignorant to how we can receive it from him, and we can only receive it through prayers and supplication through him. You know, at some point, the church, the entire body of Christ, the real church, you know, the Christ-like body of Christ, is going to have to be spiritual-minded. This is what this lesson is all about. We have to become spiritual-minded. And this just won't happen on its own, you know? But you just have to remember that we are spirit, and the things that we get from God has to be through the Spirit. Praise God. It's just not going to come on its own. It has to be given to us through the Spirit of God. We have to be spiritual minded. It's just not going to come on its own. No, it's not automatic. We're going to have to work on it, you know, on becoming spiritual minded. We got to work on this. We got to work at this. That's the only way that we're going to become spiritual minded and live according to the Spirit is we're going to have to be spiritually minded. And this is where we are to go back to Romans 12, 1 and 2. We need to go back to the written word. And right now I'm taking you back to Romans 12, 1 and 2, where Paul said, brethren, I beseech you, that means I beg you, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Saints, this is no more than what we're supposed to do. And verse 2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. This is what I'm talking about right now. So that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Saints of God, our minds have to be renewed with the word of God. You know, it's the only way we can be transformed. It's the only way a change can take place is when we renew our mind. We have to have a renewed mind. You know, make a dramatic change in the way we live. See, that new mind, that renewed mind, is how we make a dramatic change in the way we live, the way we think, the way we behave. All of this is included in how we change to a spiritual mindedness, to the mind of the Spirit. You know, we're changing from the old man, which is that sinful man of the flesh, to the Bible referred to it as the natural man or the carnal man in the book of Romans. So we're changing from that old man, that natural man, that carnal man, we're changed.